Hi there, and welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. This week we're going to take a step up, a bit of a helicopter view. And if someone's asked me, what are the five things you can do to maximise your chances of getting pregnant, whether naturally or IVF? Well, this is what we're going to look at today. I'm going to tell you of all the things, all the top five things that I suggest you focus on. So let's dive in and find out. I want to explore five things that can maximise your chances of success of getting pregnant, whether naturally or with treatments. And these are five fundamental psychological principles or pointers that are actually useful for anything you want to create in life. Because our psychology, our thinking, our feelings often hold us back from creating more of the life we want in any area of life. And particularly fertility, because of the mind-body link, the mind-body one system, our psychology can be affecting our physiology and our biology. So the first thing is to know what you want. And that sounds pretty obvious. Yeah, you know what you want. You want to have a baby, or maybe you want the promotion. But I've said before, it's about knowing what you really want beyond that. What's the goal beyond the goal? You might say, I want the promotion because I like the more responsibility. There's a sense of maybe stepping into your power, stepping into to knowing your full potential, to believe in yourself more, to have a bigger impact in the world. You might say, I want to have a baby because I want to bring love into the world. There's always a goal beyond the goal. How the things you want to create physically in this world, there's a goal. There's a psychological behind that. We think that physical thing, that goal, that situation will create a psychological response within us. I think I used an analogy before about chopping a log. When you chop a log, a lot of people aim for the top of the log, being to aim for the bottom of the log. It's like, I guess in boxing they say, don't aim for the front of the face, aim for the back of the head. There's a power in the follow through, like any sport, tennis, golf. There's a power in the follow through. So what's the bottom of the log? What is it you really want beyond having a baby or beyond the promotion, whatever it may be? What is it beyond that? What's it going to give you? I remember looking on, seeing on Twitter once, someone asked a question, what degree did you get? If you've got a degree, what degree did you get? And what do you do now for a living? And it's fascinating to see all these responses where so many people have got a degree in one field, but now working in a very different field. And I think this is an example where growing up, we don't really know what we want. I think often the education system doesn't help young people really know who they are and what they want in life. And it's not until we're older in life we come to realise what we really want. And often take a change in direction, which is great. So I've done that myself. Moved from engineering and IT and into doing what I do now. But as an example, when growing up, often we're taught to be outside in. Then get this good degree, then you'll be okay. Get good exam results and you'll be okay. And often it's focusing on what you think you should be doing, living the life you think you should be living, rather than allowing yourself to follow your soul and know what you want from that space. Your heart. I know I was chasing a safe career so I can feel safe on the inside. A good career and a good pension so I can relax. I know I was okay on the inside because I thought money and career was my security, my safety, my source of security and safety within me, but it's really not. That's really not. I've got friends who became very wealthy and they said, there's just what about bigger amounts? It didn't actually change their sense of security on the inside. So one thing is, knowing what you want. And the second thing is, building on this, is actually that place, that thing you think you're going to get from the baby or the career, whatever it may be, it's a place to come from. So for me, that kind of money, that security, it's a place to come from. That security is within me rather than seeking that security through money or relationships or whatever it may be. There's actually a place to come from, not a place to get to. That actually nothing makes us feel that. Nothing makes us feel anything. Money doesn't make us feel anything. It's like a teddy bear doesn't make a child feel safe, but they think it does. As an adult, we know it's just an inanimate object. But as the child's thinking about the teddy bear creates their feeling. It's our thinking about the money, the baby, the relationship, the house, the car, creates our feeling, not the thing itself. And how that feeling is a place to come from. We're actually innately born from that place. As babies and toddlers, we feel innately secure. As long as our physical needs are met, we feel innately secure. As a toddler, as a baby, we feel safe, we feel secure, we feel loved, we feel content, we feel purposeful. You know, toddlers are growing their life looking for a sense of purpose. Their purpose is to be, to explore, to create, to be themselves. To be free, to be them. That's who they are innately. That's who we are. So realizing actually that space is within us now. It's a place to come from, not a place to get to. And the next thing is, it's kind of what stops you from being in that place. But actually the step to understand that is actually brutal honesty. To maybe recognize you're not there. So I had to really recognize that I didn't feel safe and content in life. I was chasing all these things I thought would make me happy and secure and content. I was working really well to achieve those things, but where there was the house, the car, the career, the pension, but I had to be brutally honest that I didn't feel content. I was living a pleasurable life rather than a contented life, or even fulfilled life. That's what I craved, was a contented, fulfilled life. But I was living a pleasurable life, going from holiday to holiday or experience to experience rather than actually feeling content on the inside. There's nothing wrong with the holidays and experiences, but I was chasing something deeper through those. And I had to start with brutal honesty and really recognize I didn't feel loved. Yes, my wife loved me, but I didn't feel loved. I didn't feel content. And to just acknowledge where I was while I keep chasing my tail, trying to work harder to get out of that space, to work harder to feel safe. To really stop and just acknowledge where I was. You can't leave a place you haven't been to. My mother was an alcoholic, and I remember saying to someone, literally a couple of days before this realization of this brutal honesty, that saying my mum's alcoholic, but hasn't really affected me. It doesn't have to. I'm not saying you're always impacted by a child. You don't, because it's the thinking we continue from it. But deep down, I knew I did have a bunch of thinking from it, a bunch of insecurities as a result of it, a bunch of anger, resentment towards my mother as a result of it. I knew deep down there was some stuff I wasn't truly acknowledging. For me, that acceptance, that brutal honesty, is the WD-40 of change. Acceptance is the WD-40 of change. And when we accept where we are, then I can recognize, okay, what stops you being in that space you want to be? What stops you feeling free, content, secure? And me, there was some limiting beliefs. I didn't feel loved. I didn't feel worthy. And as a result of that, I was chasing things to feel more loved and worthy. My sense of security didn't come from within myself, my own abilities and trust in myself. I had to create things outside of me, like money, to feel safe. So what stops you being in that space now? It's our relationship with ourselves. It's who we think we are. It's these limiting beliefs that touch all areas of our life, not just fertility. But for me, the infertility journey shines a spotlight on these things. And they show up in some areas of our lives more than others. And for me, this was the biggest gift on my journey, was to recognize these things. And not only did it enable us to have our son, my physiology, my biology changed dramatically as a result of my psychology changing. The more I let go of my limiting beliefs, the more I found my sense of who I am, a feeling of home within me, everything began to fall into place. So working, yeah, with a coach and a therapist really changed my life from the inside out. And continues to do so. And for me, that brings us to the last thing about it's a place to come from. It's who you are. It's your sense of self, your identity. The more you come from this place of knowing you're okay, it's a place of love, not a place of fear. It relieves the pressure. Yeah, I created a life I think I should have created, the career I should have created, the structure of my life, the friends I thought I should have, and all the beliefs and dogmas I held on to because I thought I should hold on to out of fear. And actually realizing I wasn't creating a life that inspired me. But I could from that moment. The life didn't feel inspiring. And I looked at other people, they felt like they were living a more inspired life, having the things they wanted so much more easily. I had to recognize, okay, I was in my mid-30s, and I'm going to start again. That's okay. I had no idea what the future would bring, what it looked like. I had no idea what I wanted. I was in a career that I was very good at, got very well paid for it, but it didn't feel me. But I had no idea what that me was, what I really wanted to do. But I was determined to find out. And that's what started my own journey. Got myself a coach to help know who I was. To help me make decisions for my soul. Because the first time I truly believed that was okay, I was worthy of happiness. And it was okay to make decisions for things I wanted. Even though growing up, I was told that was selfish. And I believe the difference between healthy selfish and unhealthy selfish. So knowing it's okay to be you. You've got nothing to prove in this world. You're worthy, you're loved for who you are. That relieves the pressure. You can relax in today, into this moment, into your body, into this moment. And you can create more of what you want in life, from this place of ease and well-being. It's a feeling of having everything you ever want in this world. It's a feeling as if you've got all those things already. That feeling is within you now. You're never one thought away from it. It's like a toddler. Toddler doesn't crave for anything. They live as if they've got everything they want in the world. They live as if they're the happiest person in the world. They're the richest person in the world. They've got everything they desire. They don't crave anything. That space is within you now. And you can create more of what you want from that space. From a place of desire rather than need. A place of love rather than fear. Just be aware of any lack of acceptance. Where you're not accepting where you are now. Where you're not accepting who you are now. There's nowhere else you need to be right now. There really is nowhere else you need to be right now. This moment is perfect. Who you are in this moment is perfect. the more you see them, the more you have everything you need to create what you want.